Karma Automotive, Forbes magazine's most anticipated luxury electric vehicle. Karma Automotive is a luxury EV brand designed and manufactured in California. Proud sponsor and official luxury vehicle of the Las Vegas Raiders. Charge the motion beyond EV. Karma Automotive.
The game is over, but we're just getting started. You're listening to The Fifth Quarter, presented by Twitch on the Raiders Podcast Network.
Raider Nation, what's going on? Eddie Pascal here at the Intermountain Health Performance Center. And guess what? The preseason is over. Finally, mercifully, we can look ahead to week one. And just like last week, your boy Q and I are here to break everything down that we saw on the field tonight from Dallas. So enjoy this episode of The Fifth Quarter, presented by Twitch.
And just like that, the preseason is in the wrap as the Raiders lose to the Cowboys 31-16 in the preseason game number three, the final preseason game of the 2023 year. Now it's time for the hard work. Now it's time for Dave Ziegler and company to go figure out who's going to be from the 90-man roster all the way down to the 53-man roster. With Eddie Pascal, I'm Q Myers. And Eddie, just like that, it came and went, right? It seems like forever for football to get back, it felt like. Then it was finally, okay, here's a preseason game. And now just like that, the preseason's over.
It is one of those weird things, Q, and you know I've talked about this before. It feels like at times the offseason is so long and it drags on and drags on. And then we wake up, we're like, okay, well, I guess let's get ready for September 10th now. So the good stuff is behind us now. Now we can look forward to the really, really good stuff. And I'm fired up.
Yeah, no, I am as well. And I think that Raider Nation is as well. That third game, and I'm glad that they've cut it down from four to three, I should say, because, man, it seems like, and I don't know, maybe it's just the way that the calendar year shook out and the way that training camp has gone and the preseason, it feels like that this was plenty, right?
Yes,
the third 100%. Preseason game is plenty. It's done. It's in the books. And now they can start worrying about the 53-man roster and, you know, who stood out, who didn't. I talked about it in the pregame show that I felt like that there was some position battles out there, like the cornerback room, the wide receiver room, even the offensive line. And, you know, I don't know today if anyone really separated themselves.
No, I mean, you look at a guy like Christian Wilkerson, right, who just went out there and did his thing today with a tune of 10 catches for 122 yards. Now, we talked about it with Aiden O'Connell last week. Like, we got to pump the brakes a little bit and put in big neon letters. This is the preseason. But all the same, if you go out on an NFL football field and you haul in 10 catches for 122 yards, I mean, that means something, and Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels got to take that into consideration.
There's no doubt, and he had a touchdown catch last week that I thought was really good, but him and Aiden O'Connell, similar to him and Aiden O'Connell and Keelan Cole, who had a really good connection last week, this week it was the O'Connell to Wilkerson connection, and it was early and it was often. So, yeah, I mean, he did his thing, but again, as I'm talking about kind of separating themselves from the rest of the pack, the wide receiver room is so deep that I don't know if what he was able to do separated themselves from everyone else. And then you have Cam Sims, who went and made a nice catch with his length. I think that length is so valuable.
Yeah, I mean, it was so funny, too. My first thought, and you'll get this reference, Q, is I felt that when we saw that Cam Sims catch, it was very Andre Holmesy, was it not? Can I get a dollar for making an Andre Holmes reference?
You can give $5.
There it is. But when we talk about that big, rangy body, dude who's essentially a stretch four, you go throw that fader, go get it, big fella.
Yeah.
And you look at the way the Raiders wide receiver room is built right now, they don't have a guy that does just that.
Exactly.
So is Cam Sims going to be that guy? Is Christian Wilkerson going to be that guy? We'll find out come Tuesday. But, I mean, big shout-out to those two for doing their thing.
It's really gonna boil down to – what else can you do?
Yes.
Right? I mean,
I contribute on special teams.
Right. There's something that you can do as far as a receiver, obviously. How good are you at blocking? How good are you at special teams? You know, what all do you bring to the table? That's what's really going to separate these guys.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the guys like we talked about towards the bottom of the roster, towards the bottom of that position group. You don't have the benefit of just being a receiver,
right?
Like Devontae Adams, we don't need you to cover kicks, brother.
Right.
You're pretty good at the one thing that you've
17?
Got.
He's on the roster.
As the great Michael Crabtree once said, I'm a receiver.
Right.
So,
right.
But you talk about some of these guys towards the bottom. Like, you have to be able to contribute. You have to do a lot of things. You have to be able to be a jack of all trades if you want to stick around.
There's no doubt about it. He's Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. Raiders football is powered by Cox, proud partner of the Las Vegas Raiders. Coming up, we're going to hear from the head man, head coach Josh McDaniels, speaking with the media. You'll hear it next. You're listening to the Las Vegas Raiders Radio Network.
Yeah. Introducing the official debit card of the Las Vegas Raiders from America First Credit Union. It's a powerhouse Visa debit card, packed with features, packed with benefits, and packed with silver and black. The Raider debit card from America First is the perfect way to pay and the perfect way to represent Raider Nation wherever you go. Get yours today, exclusively at America First Credit Union and AmericaFirst.com/Raiders. Federally insured by NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Businesses across the country are committed to getting things back to how they were. Shift4 is committed to helping them get there. We're the leader in integrated payment processing, making things safer and more secure for businesses of all shapes and sizes, from the neighborhood bar and grill to the biggest resort casinos on the Strip. And now, the proud payments partner of your Las Vegas Raiders. Visit shift4.com to get started.
Raiders football is brought to you by Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Low fares, nonstop flights, book now only at Allegiant.com. By Coca-Cola, try new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream, the new flavor you deserve. By Modelo, a reward for those with a fighting spirit. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Powered by Cox. Proud partner of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Experience Native American cultures, music, food, and dance at the annual San Manuel Powwow. From Friday, September 15th through Sunday, September 17th, join dancers and singers from across the U.S. and Canada at Cal State University San Bernardino to celebrate Native American culture and heritage during this free event. Experience the incredible sights and sounds of the grand entry, the thunderous and pounding drum circles, delicious foods, shopping, and more. For details, visit SoCalPowwow.com.
This report is brought to you by Dollar Loan Center. We lend more, we have more locations, and we cost less, way less. Loans subject to approval.
Accidents being reported include Sahara Avenue at Lamb Boulevard. That's a hit and run. Also 15 northbound after Halloran Springs Road. That's in California. And don't forget, 15 southbound at Washington, down to one lane due to a paving project until 5 a.m. tomorrow morning.
This report was brought to you by Dollar Loan Center. Get up to $5,000 in minutes. Apply online today at don'tbebroke.com. Loan subject to approval.
At Dollar Loan Center, we lend more. We have more locations and we cost less, way less. Get up to $5,000 with no added fees, no checking account or collateral required, and no prepayment penalties. Apply for free today at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Loan subject to approval.
Welcome back to the Raiders post-game show. Eddie Pascal, Q Myers. The Raiders lose their third and final preseason game, 31-16, to the Dallas Cowboys, putting a bow on the preseason and getting ready for the upcoming 53-man roster cut down. And, you know, Eddie, we'll get to it in a hot minute. We're going to hear from head coach Josh McDaniels in just a second. But I think the biggest news for the day for Raider Nation and the Raiders itself was just Josh Jacobs coming back and signing that deal.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's one of those situations where Josh is elite at what he does, right? I don't think there's anyone that's going to sit here and debate that or suggest otherwise. And so the fact that the business side of this has been done, he's ready to come rock. And we have just under 2 weeks now to get him into game shape.
Right.
I think the timing of this, the timeline, we look at the calendar, couldn't line up better for number eight now. Not right. number 28.
Right, exactly.
Couldn't line up better for number 8 and the rest of the Raiders.
And he does really well against Denver.
Yeah.
He runs really well against Denver. And
something about those unis. He likes them.
I guess so.
I've seen them.
I'll tell you right now, I have a pretty good idea that Josh McDaniels is going to be asked a few questions about number 8 being back with the Silver and Black. So let's go out and hear what the head man has to say. Here's head coach Josh McDaniels.
Just start by saying I appreciate the way our team competed, the effort that they played with the entire preseason. I mean, regardless of who was out there, they played the right way, and I felt like they were giving us everything they could give us. And I know there's a big evaluation that needs to take place and all the rest of it, but we're really proud of the way our team, you know, just goes out there and battles. So those guys all did it, you know, all the preseason long. So thankful for that. Questions?
I know it was limited snaps for Tyree, but just the thought of being able to get him over that hurdle and get him out there for that first time.
Just following the, you know, we've kind of had this plan in place all along, and, you know, the medical people have given us a very good direction and a guideline of what to do and when to do it, and we're just trying to kind of follow through with that, and today was another step in the right direction. Get him out there on the game field. He had padded practices this week, and I think he thought he showed up a little bit. I'll have to see the film just to, you know exactly how it went and all the rest of it, but just another positive step in the right direction.
Aiden did some things tonight, playing from behind for the first time.
Yep.
That little 2-minute drill at the end of the first half got you into field goal range. Your thoughts on his performance?
Yeah, he learns every time out. You know, it's only his third opportunity in the National Football League, and he's played 6 quarters or whatever it's been, or 7 quarters in a few games here. So, I thought he made some nice plays, some nice throws. Kind of handled some things at the line of scrimmage, and a handful of things we're going to need to fix and correct too. So, like I said, typical of all those young guys that get out there, they either do it right or we're going to learn from it. So, in my opinion, it's kind of all positive in that regard.
It was a nice start to your day to get Josh Jacobs wrapped up.
Yeah.
Your kind of thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'll say the same thing I've said for months. I love the player and I love the person, and I'm excited that he'll be back here soon, and look forward to, you know, just acclimating him into our group. You know, there's some new faces that he hasn't quite met yet, and I know he's eager to do that as well. So super excited. I love the kid. Obviously, he's a great football player. Meant a lot to our team last year. Is going to mean a lot to our team this year.
You've been in this situation before, but I think there's probably about 5 practices or so before that season opener, maybe, depending
6.
On your schedule, 6.
Yeah, something
there
like
you
that.
Go. Do you feel like that's enough time to at least get
it? It would be hard for me to say that, you know what I mean, until I have an opportunity to see him. And and I think he has, you know, his conditioning and just the way his body feels obviously will play a role in that too. So the goal will be to get him in and get going, and we'll do the right thing, whatever the right thing is. If there needs to be a number of plays early in the season, then that's it. If there's not, then there's not. So I don't think any of us will know the answer to that yet.
As you guys go to make decisions on Tuesday, can you take us through the process of what you do now with evaluations with your coaches and then meeting with Dave and his staff?
Yeah, it's, this next few days is a tough couple days. You've been working with 90 guys for a long time, and now the time comes where we got to make some decisions and kind of, you know, get the roster pared down and start working on the practice squad and making some tough decisions. So we've already done a lot of work on that. We've evaluated our team every step of the way, every practice we've had, every joint practice we've had, every preseason game. So we have a lot of information already. We'll take stock of what happened tonight, some of the things we were interested to see. Based on who played and how much they played and what they did. And then we'll just, there's no shortcut to this. So we're going to have a lot of discussion tomorrow, Monday, obviously leading into Tuesday. So, we'll try to do the right thing. Whatever the best thing is for the Raiders today and going forward, that's what we're going to try to do. And Dave and his group have done a tremendous amount of work. Our staff has evaluated every clip of film we've taken from OTAs on, and we'll just try to put the best group together that we can.
So there you go. There's head coach Josh McDaniels right there talking about Tyree Wilson getting out there. Obviously, Josh Jacobs, as we knew. And, you know, just kind of the guys going out there and competing. Something I said in the pregame, Eddie, was the fact that Dave Ziegler really put together a competitive 90-man roster. And it's going to be some tough decisions.
Yeah, I mean, you and I talked about this last week, Q, where I think there's a natural inclination of the fan base to assume that depth gets built overnight.
Right.
That a new staff comes in, and 4 weeks later, you're going 1-90. You feel really good about 1-90. And that's just, unfortunately, not the reality right. of the NFL. Now you see Dave McDaniels. Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels, year two,
right,
and they've had a chance to really put their imprints on not only the culture in this building, but really the roster. And to your point, yeah, I mean, Dave is going to have some really, really tough decisions over the next couple of days, and I do not envy him in that regard.
And, you know, that's what you want, though. You want to have that kind of a roster where now you don't just look at guys and say, well, I need an extra corner, so he'll do.
And put it this way, I think a lot of guys that ultimately don't make the Raiders are either going to find themselves on the practice squad or they're going to have different NFL jobs, which hasn't been the case all the time.
Right, and that's a good thing about the practice squad being able to be expanded now as opposed to what it used to be. So I like the practice squad. There's going to be some young guys that are probably going to make it there. You could also protect a couple veterans on there now as well. That's a big addition and a big help. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm glad I'm not Dave Ziegler and Champ Kelly, and I got to do this.
And life in the NFL, too, Q, is that you're going to really depend on those guys on the practice squad.
Yep.
So, yeah, you might not make the initial 53, but we see year after year after year with all the teams in the NFL, they dip down into that reserve weekly.
Yep. You got 18 weeks.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a long season.
It's a long season. You're going to need all the bodies you can get, and still, you really going to need a lot of the talent that they have. And so, the practice squad is going to be very important, and obviously, the 53-man roster is going to be very important as well. He's Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. You're listening to the Raiders postgame show. You're taking calls. We're going to take your calls at 855-4JUST-WIN. That's 855, the number 4JUST-WIN. You're listening to the Las Vegas Raiders Radio Network.
Jack Daniel's has always made whiskey, and if they have it their way, they always will. But there's one thing Jack can't make, moments. You see, football fans, those are on us. So let's make sure we're making the most of every moment, whether it's showing up for our team or sipping a glass of Jack, cheering at the radio. Don't let a single moment go to waste. Make it count. Jack Daniel's, please drink responsibly.
Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Copyright 2022 Jack Daniel's. All rights reserved.
This summer, Coors Light wants you to retire, even if it's only temporary. Take a break from your 9-to-5 for 9 holes of golf. Four. Trade those spreadsheets for a bingo card.
Seven.
Oh, bingo!
Or swap your office chair for a water aerobics floaty.
Cool noodles up, everyone!
This summer, welcome to temporary retirement. Coors Light, made to chill. Copyright 2023 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
What does it take to make the world's most awarded tequila? 1800 Tequila knows it takes dedication, down to every drop. It's more than just harvesting the finest blue agave. It's using it in a 200-year-old recipe recognized by tequila experts as the best in its class. So when you choose 1800 Tequila, you choose taste above all. 1800, the best taste in tequila. 1800 Tequila, Proximo, Jersey City, New Jersey. 21 and older, please drink responsibly.
Hydrate with the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders fans can show their team pride with Raiders Sports Water, a superior water beverage for fans with an active and healthy lifestyle. Whether it's quenching your thirst after a big game or taking a sip while you're on the go, let Raiders Sports Water be your go-to for hydration. Drench the heat with refreshing Raiders Sports Water. Find Raiders Sports Water at your local Smith's. Fresh for everyone.
Raiders football is brought to you by the Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Experience world-class gaming at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Must be 21 and over to enter. Please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports Water, the official water of the Las Vegas Raiders. By Karma Automotive, the official luxury EV vehicle of the Las Vegas Raiders. By Kahlua Rum Company, taste the spirit of aloha. Kahlua Rum, the official ultra-premium rum of the Las Vegas Raiders. Drink responsibly.
Hey, honey, can we talk?
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just thought you should know. I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper Strawberries and Cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper, swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing too.
New Dr. Pepper Strawberries and Cream. The new flavor you deserve.
O'Connell in the shotgun. Quick pass rush. He throws a slant over the middle, and it is caught. Raiders pick up the first down. Christian Wilkerson. That's an 8-yard gain and a first down for the Silver and Black.
That first down highlight is brought to you by America First Credit Union. America First Credit Union, first down for the hometown, where America First will donate $100 to a local charity for every Raiders first down inside Allegiant Stadium this season. This is the postgame show here on Compass Media Networks with Eddie Pascal. I'm Hugh Myers. And, you know, there was a lot of Aiden O'Connell that we saw throughout the course of the preseason. And I think he really made a name for himself, not necessarily as a guy that I think is going to all of a sudden be a franchise quarterback for, you know, years down the road or whatever the case may be. But I think that what he showed in the preseason kind of helped calm Raider Nation's nerves to say, okay, there is a quarterback that's in place just in case.
I think you said it perfectly. I think that he comes in now, and what you've seen through 3 weeks, that if you're a member of this fan base, you say, okay, Jimmy's our guy.
Right.
But if on the off chance Jimmy is out for a week, he's out for a half,
mm-hmm.
this kid can get us from A to Z, right?
Right.
You don't need him to be the second, the reincarnation of insert quarterback here, right? You just need him to be able to get you into your offense.
Yep.
We heard from Coach McDaniels. He gets him to the line of scrimmage, in and out of the huddle, mm-hmm. to get you really from the huddle into the play and get rid of the ball. That's all you need from
right.
a backup, right?
Exactly.
And I think that if you're a member of this fan base, that is exactly what you've seen, and then some, mm-hmm. over the past, you know, handful of weeks, and you got to feel really, really good.
One thing that was continued to be pointed out about him was the fact that he's mature, that
yes.
you know, he's older than most rookies. He obviously played a lot of football at Purdue. He went through a lot of adversity to get to the starting quarterback spot, so he really has it between the ears, and obviously to play the quarterback. And in this system, you really need to get it between the ears.
I think my biggest kind of takeaway from his 3 games now of preseason action was just the demeanor.
Right.
I don't know if we ever saw him flustered over the course of 3 weeks.
Right.
I don't know if we ever saw him overly excited. I don't know if we saw him angry, upset, anything like that. About as even keel can be. And I think that's an important characteristic for any football player, but especially the quarterback. So, again, do we need him to come in and throw for 10,000 yards
right,
and
right.
put up 10 touchdowns?
Right.
I mean, it'd be great, obviously. But, no, that's not the expectation. That's not going to be what he's asked to do in 2023. And I think that if his time were to come, you got to feel good that he's going to be able to do what he's got to.
You know, to your point of him never being flustered, when you saw him stand tall in the pocket, that's exactly what he
did.
Yeah,
no fear, man.
He stood tall in the pocket. He rolled out a couple times. Last week, he used his legs to pick up a first down. Today, I was impressed that he rolled out, kept the play alive, looked like he was going to get sacked, was able to roll out, and then hit Michael Mayer for a nice little pass and completion. And Mayer continued to move and give him an opportunity. He made himself available and then stiff-armed the DB and picked up a first down. And if Raider Nation wants to get excited about that guy right there, Michael Mayer, that's something to get excited about, to show what he can do, not only catching the ball, making himself available, but after the catch.
And Michael Mayer, a guy that we expect to contribute in a pretty major way
yes.
in 2023. What those stats look like, what the touchdown numbers look like, remain to be seen. But that's a dude that we all expect is going to play a lot of football in 2023. And a guy, and you and I have talked about this before, I think the version that we see of Michael Mayer in Denver is going to be drastically different than the version we see at the end of the year. And that's the best
yes.
possible thing.
There's no doubt about it. And so, again, he's an exciting young man, and if what he did today, just with that stiff arm, and again, keeping the play alive, making himself available for the quarterback, giving him a chance, that goes a long way, and just being able to get the yards after the catch as well, that's something for Raider Nation to get really excited about. He's Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. We're taking your calls right now, 855-4JUST-WIN. That's 855, the number 4JUST-WIN, 855-458-7894. Let's go out to Motown, Modesto, Cali. Raider Tone, Tony Tone, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, first of all, Eddie, it's an honor to talk to you because I always hear all your things. And, Q, man, you're becoming a Raider legend on the radio, man. You guys are doing it. A couple real quick things. It was good to see that bull rush by Tyree Wilson, number 9. He got a bit on one play, but then I liked how he just powered moved.
Mm-hmm.
Great news today with Josh Jacobs. I got his winning 9. I got a hit 9. I got 9 on the books back in Tahoe. I put money on the name. I think Amik and Duke were fighting for that position last night. I really want to see Amik make it because it looked like he was just fighting so hard. But I think it's going to come down to Amik and Duke Shelley. I think Paolo Malo, I think he kind of hurt himself a little last, not physically. I just think he didn't play too well. And this is the question I'll let you guys answer off the air. Again, Eddie, I really enjoy all the work you do, man, because we never get a chance to talk to you. Ja'Korian Benn, and I don't know if I pronounced his name right, did he get any snaps at all during the preseason? Because I keep hearing all the hype, man, and I'm really excited to hear what team, you know, some people say is starter. What, are we going to see him in the starting lineup? And then lastly, AOC number four, man, he's got to be our number two at least by week three, and hope Jimmy stays healthy all week. I'm looking all year, and I appreciate everything you guys do, man. Thank you.
Hey, Raider Tone, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. And Eddie, yeah, I mean,
his check's in the mail, by the way.
Right, exactly.
See, I made sure that it's going to get there by tomorrow.
Hey, actually, look, man, he called me a legend. I'm good, right? I don't know how much that's worth, but that sounds like that. I gotta dish out a lot of dinero. But I'll tell you right now, Jacorian Bennett, he did play against the 49ers. That was preseason game number one. He's looked really good at training camp. Those joint practices, I thought he looked really well, really good. And he didn't play last week. He didn't play this week. But that's, I think, more of a credit to him.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And I think a young guy that we look at what he has the ability to bring to this team, and to your point, has had a really solid camp, and the fact that we haven't seen him in a few weeks only spells a good thing for him.
Right, and Tyree, he mentioned Tyree. Yes. We definitely got to talk about him. He looked like a guy that hadn't played football in a long time,
yeah.
Right? But to Raider Tone's point, that bull rush was incredible. I thought he was going to back the tackle up all the way off the TV screen and into the living room that I was sitting in. Like, I mean, it was incredible.
Well, I think, and you and I were talking about this off the air, Q, I think the most exciting thing for me from his limited kind of appearance tonight mm-hmm. is the fact that Patrick Graham moved him all around that defensive line.
Right.
And now all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, we know Max is about as versatile as they come.
Yep.
Chandler Jones has made a lot of money in the NFL by being versatile.
Yep.
Now you have a third guy who you can move all around. I mean, if all three of these guys are healthy, all three of these guys are right, all three of these guys are in the zone at the same time, boy, find me an offensive line that's going to be effectively able to take those three guys
away. Pick your poison, right?
Yeah.
pick your poison.
Yeah.
And I've said this multiple times, and I don't know when this is going to happen. I have a good feeling it's going to happen at some point and probably happen often. I do believe that all three of those guys will be on the field at one time.
That'll
you know
fun.
What I mean? And have that kind of NASCAR package. I think the Giants had that back in the day. They're gonna do that. I don't know if it's going to be week one against Denver, right? Because they still are ramping up Tyree Wilson. But at some point, you're going to see Chandler out there. You're going to see Tyree and Max. And to your credit, what's the offensive line going to do?
I don't know.
Right,
I mean,
hey, we need that sixth guy.
Yeah. I know you can have the extra eligible offensive lineman, but I mean, shoot, like, I don't know what you're going to do.
Right.
I mean, and that, if you're a fan of this team, you have been waiting for years and years, because I feel like there have been years where you have a good 1-2 punch.
Yep.
Now, if you have a 1-2-3 and an improved secondary and a linebacking core that we're pretty confident is going to be much improved from a year ago,
right,
all of a sudden, you're looking at the ingredients in Patrick Graham's defense and you're like, okay,
mm-hmm.
all right, if yep. we can keep the oven at the proper temperature, if we can make sure we have enough flour and sugar, like, all of a sudden, man, could be a lot of fun.
You know, and I think that, you know, he was asking about Amik and Duke Shelley, and I think last year, and I'm not 100% sure, but I think last year the Raiders kept about six corners on the roster, and so I look at Jacorian, I look at Nate, I look at Marcus, that's three right there. I think Duke Shelley's going to make the roster. I think there's a competition between, I think Amik may have squeaked in again. Seems like he's always doing that.
Now real quick, I mean, you talk about all the time on your show, right? How
right.
many times have you counted Amik out?
Right, I have.
Three, four, five,
yep.
every year. What
every
he
year
does?
He proves me wrong, and I'm good with that. And I've told him that. In the locker room, I've told him, I was like, hey, man, my bad. And he's like, it's all right. You know, and I think that that's part of his thing. I think he enjoys, you know, having people doubt him, and then he comes back and shows what he can do. I think David Long and Brandon Faison and some other guys, you know, they're obviously, I feel like they're kind of at the end of the road, or the, not the end of the road, but the end of the, like, the pecking order, right? I mean, it's just really, it's, again, there's so much competition in that cornerback room. So, again, Ziegler and Champ Kelly.
You didn't even mention Sam Webb, a guy
right.
that played some really good
yes.
football for the Silver and Black
forgot,
a year ago.
Forgot about, yeah, see, that corner battle is exactly that, is a battle. Dave Ziegler, Champ Kelly, they've got a lot of work on their hands to figure out who stays, who goes, and who's the practice squad person. But Raider Tone, thanks so much for that call. And we'll continue to take your calls as well at 855-4JUST-WIN. That's 855-458-7894 with Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. You're listening to Raiders Football.
Raiders Football is brought to you by Clean and Green, by RTC, by Imride, by Pizza Hut.
Wilson, Crosby right in his face!
By Boyd, by Frito-Lay, and by Bank of Nevada.
Fires a strike to Devontae at the 25, breaks away 20, 15, 10, 5, dives, touchdown Raiders!
Winter, spring, summer, football. Finally, it's football season. Time to find your Raiders jersey, set your alarm for game time, and plan your watch party. Whether you love Pizza Hut's original stuffed crust, amazing savory wings, or the extra large Big New Yorker pizza, Pizza Hut is game time ready. So order on the app, click delivery, and just sit back and enjoy the game. Pizza Hut and Raiders football. Just win, baby. Pizza Hut is a proud partner of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Hello and welcome to The Smiths Show. At Smiths, everyone wins when it comes to saving big. Because when you order online through the Smiths app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup or delivery that you do in-store with no hidden fees or markups. Best of all, you'll know when items in your cart have a coupon, so you never miss a deal. So whether you're a delivery lover, picker-upper, or you shop in-store, you'll always save big at Smiths. Smiths. Fresh for everyone.
Since 2001, Clean and Green Landscape has been transforming Las Vegas one yard at a time. As a woman-owned, minority-owned, and Nevada ESB-certified business, they take pride in their full suite of design, construction, and maintenance services. Experience the clean and green difference today. Visit cglv.com or call them at 702-480-1403. Clean and Green Landscape, luxury landscaping, sustainable solutions. Call 702-480-1403.
Out of back, third down.
Tough throw. What a catch. Cam Sims took it off the defender's helmet.
Cam Sims right there with a great catch. That was Jason Horwitz on the call right there. And Eddie, man, Cam Sims, he's a guy that I feel like is really making a name for himself for the Raiders, especially with his size. It just is something that the Raiders in that wide receiver room don't have.
I mean, you talk about you not being able to teach speed. You can't teach size either.
No. Right?
You can't teach a big-bodied, go-up-and-get-it physical wide receiver. And we were talking about earlier, Q, where you look at the wide receiver room for the Silver and Black in 2023. Very talented, very diverse, very versatile. The one thing you're missing, that big-bodied goal line, go get it, I'm bigger, I'm stronger, I'm taller than you are over the corner.
Right.
And I don't know if you have a guy like that right now. Will we have one on Tuesday? Will we have one week two? Remains to be seen. But, I mean, when you have a guy like Devontae, who is essentially the human cheat code,
right.
you don't really need that per se, but it is very nice to have.
No, it's great to have. You know, I mean, you look at the wide receivers that they have, and you just imagine Cam Sims out there with the Devontae, Jacoby, Hunter. You know, when you get into the red zone, which we know has been an Achilles heel of the Raiders, when you get into the red zone, you have so many more options.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, because I know Hunter can find a way to get open anyway, just – He's like a AI, you know. He's like Allen Iverson, just doing a killer crossover, trying to get open. I mean, he gets open whenever. Devontae is Devontae. Jacoby Myers finds a way to get open all the time. But then you have a guy like Cam Sims, where you can feel comfortable and just say, "I'm going to throw that fade route to the corner, and I think the big man's going to go get it."
Yeah, I mean, I think there's an inherent value in, hey, I'm bigger and stronger than the DB lining up against me, right?
Exactly.
And as incredible as Devontae is, and as sickening as the routes that can be that Hunter runs, like sometimes it's not the worst thing in the world to say, "Hey, dude, you're bigger than that guy, go get it, big man."
Right. It's just like in hoops, man.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I say it all the time. I yell it out all the time. When you always saw the big man, you saw a little dude go, "Mouse in the house."
Yep.
"Mouse in the house." Simple as that. And you know what happens after that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tale as old as time, right?
Right.
And you see these, you know, we talked about some of the red zone struggles that the Raiders have had in recent years. What's a real, I don't want to say an easy way, but what's an effective way to remedy that is play your matchup games, right? Mm-hmm. And if you're Cam Sims and the dude lining up against you is 5'11", 185, well, I'm going to take Cam Sims in that 99 times out of 100.
Exactly. He's got the strength and he's got the size and he's got really good hands. It's one thing to be a big man.
Strong hands.
That's what it's all about. He doesn't wait for the ball to hit his body or get into his chest to catch the ball. He'll go up there and grab it with his paws.
And real quick on Cam Sims, too, I feel like he's a guy that had a slow start to camp but has really kind of ascended over the past 2-3 weeks. And we look at these preseason games, but, you know, we were talking about, like, the guys that you have their number written down in your notebook. And his number wasn't written down a ton, I would say, those first 10 days of camp.
Right.
But since we've really hit joint practice and gotten to games, it's hard not to notice the big fella.
You know, the thing about it is some guys are just gamers.
Yeah.
Some guys don't practice. And I'm not saying that this is a good way to go about your business. But some guys don't practice as well when it's just against their own guys and they're going through drills. They might not go and shine and really stand out. But once the lights turn on or once there's someone, an opponent across from them, all of a sudden you realize who they are. And I feel like that's what Cam Sims has done.
I mean, we're talking about AI. We're talking about practice, Q. We're talking about practice?
Not talking about a game.
No, we're talking about
not a game. I'm talking about practice.
that's what Cam Sims says. But, I mean, all the same, I mean, if this dude is going to do this on a regular basis, man, I mean, oof, yeah, exciting for the Silver and Black.
There's no doubt. He's Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. Again, we'll take your calls at 855-4JUST-WIN. That's 855-458-7894. How about Tyree Wilson? Tyree Wilson made his Raiders debut tonight, played in a handful of games. You'll actually hear from the big man when we come back. Raiders football is brought to you by Clean and Green Landscape, luxury landscaping, sustainable solutions. Visit cglv.com or call us at 702-480-1403. You're listening to the Las Vegas Raiders Radio Network.
Hey, did you see that game last weekend? It was crazy.
Actually, we were there.
Wait, like in person? How'd you swing that?
Allegiant had a super affordable nonstop flight out there. And with how low the airfare was, buying tickets to the game was a no-brainer.
Hold my beer. I'm going to Allegiant.com right now.
Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Experience the game you love at Allegiant Stadium. Visit Allegiant.com/Raiders to book your flight, game tickets, and hotel all in one place.
Hydrate with the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders fans can show their team pride with Raiders Sports Water, a superior water beverage for fans with an active and healthy lifestyle. Whether it's quenching your thirst after a big game or taking a sip while you're on the go, let Raiders Sports Water be your go-to for hydration. Drench the heat with refreshing Raiders Sports Water. Find Raiders Sports Water at your local Smith's, fresh for everyone.
Businesses across the country are committed to getting things back to how they were. Shift 4 is committed to helping them get there. We're the leader in integrated payment processing, making things safer and more secure for businesses of all shapes and sizes, from the neighborhood bar and grill to the biggest resort casinos on the Strip. And now, the proud payments partner of your Las Vegas Raiders. Visit shift4.com to get started.
Raiders football is brought to you by the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Raiders football is brought to you by Shift 4 Payments. Experience the future of payments with Shift 4, the official payments partner of the Las Vegas Raiders. Visit shift4.com to learn more. By Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Raiders. By Coors Light, an official beer of Raider Nation. Made to chill. 2023 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Let's go, Raider Nation. You heard them. Time to hit the nearest drink station for a cocktail with Absolut Vodka. I'm talking smooth Moscow Mules, bold Bloody Marys, and Vodkaritas to match your victory dances. Absolut Vodka. Mixing it up with Raider Nation.
Enjoy responsibly. Absolut Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume. Imported by Absolut Spirits Company. New York, New York.
Karma Automotive. We are a luxury electric vehicle brand based in the United States. Our standards are beyond standard. Our new GS6 hybrid electric vehicle builds on our award-winning heritage and features dynamic styling born in California. And our upcoming GSE6 all-electric sedan was tabbed as the most anticipated luxury electric vehicle by Forbes magazine. We are charged emotion. Beyond EV. Karma Automotive, the official luxury vehicle of the Las Vegas Raiders at Allegiant Stadium.
At the 22, ball is on the 17-yard line. Four wide receivers. He's looking left the whole time. Raiders come in, almost get him again. Tyree Wilson had him on the inside. Greer is running, and he's going to try to get out of bounds inside the 6-yard line. Flag on the play.
Welcome back to the Raiders post-game show from the Intermountain Health Performance Center. I am Q Myers along with Eddie Pascal, and you just heard JT the Brick right there on the call. Tyree Wilson really was basically in Will Greer's just grill. I mean, he put the offensive lineman in his grill, didn't get him down to the ground for a sack, but Eddie, it showed you the strength and the power, just the raw power of Tyree Wilson.
And we were talking earlier, you can't teach size, you can't teach power like that either, right? No. And I think you hit the nail on the head earlier. We said Tyree looked like a dude who hasn't played football in a minute because he's a dude that hasn't played football in a minute.
Right.
But I think you see all the raw talent, you see the intangibles, you see we talked about that versatility, a guy who can move all around the defensive line, and a great debut, in limited sample size,
right.
But check every box, 10 out of 10, let's get ready for Denver.
Just really good to see him out there on the grass. It was just really good to see him out there, and you know that he's progressing and going through the steps that the medical staff and the front office and the coaching staff have put in place for him. So another, like you said, another check off the box of continuing to develop Tyree Wilson to get him ready for Denver, which is week one. Well, how about hearing from the big man? Vinny Bonsignore caught up to him in the locker room following the game. Here's that conversation.
The personnel department to
have the right plan to get me back on the field at the right time, and I feel like coming back to Texas was the right time to get on the field.
Was it frustrating these last however many months, just working your way to get to this point?
You know, I'm a competitor, so, you know, it was frustrating, but, you know, they wear my hair every day, you know, trust the process, and, you know, I just had to believe in the process and know that they were doing the right thing and what was best for my health.
I know every day is a kind of a hurdle for you, but how are you feeling right now after, you know, 5 practices or so in a game?
I feel great, you know, ready to continue to build and, you know, keep stacking days and keep stacking calories and build it with my brothers.
And that's what it's all about right there, stacking the days for Tyree Wilson, the number 7 overall pick in the past draft. And, again, I think it was good, Eddie, for Raider Nation to be able to just see number 9 out there. Funny to see number 9.
It is weird. It is weird.
But, you know, it's like going back to the college football game, which we got to see some college football today as well. That was exciting. But, yeah, I mean, just seeing it out there on the grass is good.
And I think if we zoom out, Q, if you look at the 50,000-foot view, I think that if you're a member of this fan base, you have to feel really good because Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels were very upfront that this was all part of a plan, right? There was a timeline for Tyree. There was a method to the madness, so to speak, behind everything they were doing to get him ready. And there was no reason to be freaking out or no reason to be nervous. And here we go. We see him in the 3rd preseason game, ready to go now for week 1. So I think that now we have just, what, a little over a year and a half now of Dave and Josh.
Right.
And we have seen example after example after example of there is a plan, there is a reason to everything they do. For every action, there is a reaction. So I think that, yes, Tyree, having him back on the field is great, but I think we zoom out and to see him kind of fit into the bigger mosaic of this organization, this culture they're building, that is a really exciting thing.
You know, and the thing about it is when they came in last year, it was already into the offseason, right? So it's not like they had
– Yeah.
Right. It's not like they had the full year to plan out their, you know, this is going to be the plan. This is how we're going to do this, that, and the other. They are really just learning the job on the fly. You know, and that's even Coach McDaniels in the season, right? I mean, this was his first run with the Raiders. So he was learning, you know, the area. He was learning the building. He was learning just all kind of stuff. Now, it feels like to me just seeing him in year 2, the other coaches in year 2, Dave Ziegler around, just seems like everyone is more comfortable in their role, and now they realize that they can, okay, we can roll out this plan. And part of the plan was bringing in Jimmy G. They never had anxiety, in Josh McDaniels' words, never had anxiety if he was going to be out there and available. Josh Jacobs, get him back. They got him back. Dave Ziegler said, we're going to get him in. Got him in. And then Tyree Wilson, no anxiety when he's going to be available, and then you saw him available tonight.
Yeah, I mean, if I guess, again, to zoom it out again a little bit, like, what have we heard from Dave and Josh that hasn't come to fruition?
Right.
Exactly, right? Like, it'd be one thing if you're, oh, well, yeah, we expect Josh to be here, and come week 1, Josh isn't here.
Right.
Oh, Tyree's going to be fine. Don't worry. Oh, where's Tyree? We haven't seen him.
Right.
So I think the ability to take these guys at their word, the ability to understand, like we're talking about, that they have a process, that there is a reason to everything that we do, is a good news, especially as we sit here on August 26th.
If you got something to say about the game, you want to talk about Tyree Wilson, Josh Jacobs, the good news there. Preseason is officially done. The Cowboys beat the Raiders in the final preseason game, 31-16. But we do want to hear from you at 855-4-JUST-WIN, 855-4-JUST-WIN. Again, we're taking your calls, talking all things Raiders, 855-458-7894 with Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. You're listening to the Las Vegas Raiders Radio Network.
Hey, did you see that game last weekend? It was crazy.
Actually, we were there.
Wait, like in person? How'd you swing that?
Allegiant had a super affordable nonstop flight out there. And with how low the airfare was, buying tickets to the game was a no-brainer.
Hold my beer. I'm going to Allegiant.com right now.
Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Experience the game you love at Allegiant Stadium. Visit Allegiant.com/Raiders to book your flight, game tickets, and hotel all in one place.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot. Why? Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Taste the authentic flavors of Hawaii with Kualoa Rum, the official ultra premium rum of the Las Vegas Raiders. It's rich and smooth. With every sip, you'll discover the spirit of aloha. It isn't just rum, it's Kualoa Rum. Award-winning, distinctly different, and uniquely Hawaiian. Kualoa Rum, the official ultra premium rum of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Must be at least 21. Please drink responsibly.
What does it take to make the world's most awarded tequila? 1800 Tequila knows it takes dedication, down to every drop. It's more than just harvesting the finest blue agave. It's using it in a 200-year-old recipe recognized by tequila experts as the best in its class. So when you choose 1800 Tequila, you choose taste above all. 1800, the best taste in tequila. 1800 Tequila, Proximo, Jersey City, New Jersey. 21 and older, please drink responsibly.
Raiders football is brought to you by Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Low fares, nonstop flights. Book now only at Allegiant.com. By Coca-Cola, try new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream, the new flavor you deserve. By Modelo, a reward for those with a fighting spirit. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Powered by Cox. Proud partner of the Las Vegas Raiders.
62 yards for Carlton. Cowboys have a receiver, Cooper, in the end zone.
Yeah.
Better make sure it goes deep enough.
Oh, it's going deep enough.
It looks like it's deep enough. Is it good? It's good! It's good! 62 yards!
Carney inside of a burrito for everybody.
For Daniel Carlson, as time expires, it's halftime.
There you go. You hear JT on the call right there. 62-yard field goal for one Daniel Carlson. Cash Carlson is what they call him for a reason. Already in midseason form. This is the Raiders postgame show here at the Intermountain Health Performance Center. Raiders HQ with Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers, and Carlson is cash money.
That's my guy, man. Also, I'm going to say carne asada burritos for everyone is now probably my new favorite.
Does that include us is what I want to know.
I think so. EA is a good dude. Next time EA is in the building, probably next week or the week after, getting ready for week one, I'm going to see EA, Q and I want some carne asada burritos.
Exactly. Look, I always support DBs. I say DBs win games. So
that's right.
There you go.
Also, real quick about Carlson, though, if you head on over to Raiders Instagram, man, there's a great video that we posted of the side angle where the returner, the guy who was there deep, is just looking in shock and
disbelief.
I can't encourage you guys enough to go check it out. But he's literally looking as the ball soars by him,
right,
4 yards, 5 yards clear, and he goes, "Well, okay,
it's good."
Yeah, that would have been great.
Right,
that would have been the best if he just threw it up, threw the hands up. Yep, good.
It's good. The stats of the game are powered by Cox, proud partner of the Las Vegas Raiders. And taking a look at some of these, and you mentioned it earlier, just looking at the receiving yards, Christian Wilkerson, 13 targets, 10 catches, 122 yards. I mean, that's a fantastic day at the office. If you want to talk about trying to make a name for yourself, that's what you do, right? You go out there and ball out. And he was the leading receiver by a lot.
Yeah, by a lot, by almost 100 yards if my rudimentary math holds up. I mean, this is a dude, though, who went out there and said, hey, look, this is my last chance to go make an impression on this coaching staff, this front office. I'm going to show them what I'm about. Do not forget about me. And like I said, he goes out there 10 for 122 and was just a machine.
No doubt. Jesper Horsted, 3 catches, 28 yards, making a name for himself in that tight end room. Michael Mayer mentioned him earlier, 2 catches, 20 yards, really had an impressive play, a 13-yard reception that I thought was very impressive, made himself available for Aiden O'Connell. Philip Dorsett had 2 catches, 8 yards. Cam Sims, mentioned him, 1 catch, 22 yards. Very impressive climbing the ladder to go get it.
Made it count.
Yes, made it count. And Trey Tucker, 1 catch, 11 yards. But as much as I'm impressed with the catch, I was really impressed with the throw by O'Connell.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this all training camp, where Aiden O'Connell has this uncanny ability for a dude that is a rookie in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's something you're born with. I need to talk to someone much smarter than me to kind of get some insight on this.
Right.
But he has such a unique ability far beyond his years to put the ball where his guy can get it.
Right.
And it's, you know, we talk about, you know, quarterbacks across the NFL, and some guys have it and some guys don't. And for a rookie to come in and consistently, like, it's one thing if you do it for a week, right?
It's
one thing if you do it for a series. This guy has done it 3 weeks in a row now.
Yeah, 3 weeks. He's put the ball where his receiver can catch it. He's put the ball where his receiver doesn't get drilled. Right, and there's been times where he, just like that pass to Trey Tucker, went over the DB that tried to undercut it and just put it in a position where it was Trey or nobody.
Yeah, and there was one of his incompletions, and I can't remember who it was incomplete to, but they were talking about on the broadcast. They go, well, you can't put it anywhere else besides
right.
that.
Yeah.
And Matt Millen and Rich Gannon were talking about
it
just
that.
It was
the Wilkerson over the middle. I remember that. Yeah. It was a little high, but it had to be high because the linebacker was right there. I remember exactly what play you're talking
and
about.
And we talk about that innate ability, that maturity of a guy way beyond his years. And I mean, that if you're a member of this fan base and you're looking for something to be excited about, that ability right there, who cares if it was a touchdown, if it was a catch, if the Raiders won tonight? Throw that all away. The fact that you have a really good young quarterback that's doing that consistently, whew, I like that.
I do too, and I saved him for last as far as the stats go. 17 for 26 for 178 yards, but how about this? How about his final preseason numbers? 41 for 58, that's 71% completion rate, 462 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, and had 6 touchdown drives that he led.
Now,
how impressive is that?
That's good. That'll do. Now, and I will not be the guy, Q. I'm not going to be that guy that's raining on anyone's parade on on August 26th.
Right.
I just want to caution us. Yes. Let us remind ourselves, this is preseason, right? Aiden O'Connell's not going up against the ones, oftentimes not going against the twos.
No.
But the fact that we have seen it consistently, that's the big thing for me.
Right.
That he didn't look good for a game.
Exactly.
He didn't look good for two games. He looked really, really good, really competent for the entirety of the preseason.
He absolutely did. And, I mean, you can only play against the ones that are out
there.
Exactly. You know, I mean, whoever's out there on the other side of you is who you got to play against. And he went out there and did a really good job. And, look, as a rookie, man, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. And there were some passes that I'm sure he wanted back or some placement that he'd like to have other places.
Not a ton, though.
But not a ton. Exactly. That's the point. For the most part, he was out there and he was on point. And that's what you can feel pretty excited about and pretty pumped up about. Again, the biggest thing for me is if for some reason Jimmy's not available, I feel like Raider Nation is comfortable that Aiden O'Connell could go in and do the job. And, oh, by the way, you have Brian Hoyer there as well, who obviously is a 15-year vet, knows the system. You didn't have to see him today at all because, you know, you already know he's going to be the number two guy, which is fine. But you have, you know, three competent guys in that position.
Yeah, I mean, you feel like you're in good hands with the triumvirate of Garoppolo, Hoyer, and AOC, regardless of how the depth chart shakes out. We'll find that out in the next couple of days and weeks. But, yeah, I mean, to have a quarterback room this deep, this competent, with a really nice mix of guys, too. We talk about Hoyer, a dude who's been in the NFL for 15 years. Jamie, who's had a ton of success, especially in the postseason as well. And then the young rookie who was in college 9 months ago, that's a really, really good group of guys.
Before I got to make sure I show some love to the running back room, though. Damian Williams, he's what, 31? He's been in the league 8 years. He's a Super Bowl champ when he was with the Chiefs. He was out there balling in the final preseason game, right? 6 carries, 54 yards. He averaged 9 yards a carry and had the long of 24 yards and took it to the house. I had people texting me during the game like, I like this Williams guy. I don't know if you can get rid of that guy, right? Yeah. I mean, just because he's playing well and he's a veteran. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and we talk about, maybe the final preseason game is the most exciting. You can tell it means a lot to these guys, man, a chance to go out there, put the silver and black on. And you know, you never know when your last opportunity is going to be. You never know. So you look at all these guys, the Damian Williams, the Christian Wilkersons, not Michael Mayer, but anyone who went out there tonight, you just got to take advantage of your reps because you just never know, Keith.
I'll tell you right now, he had a really good run, and I would be shocked if he was not part of the highlights that we're going to hear next from Tim Cates. This is the Raiders postgame show. You're listening to Raiders Football.
Want to avoid traffic after the game? If you're heading home from the Raiders home games, let the RTC Game Day Express be your special team standout and beat the traffic. For just $4 round trip, get a direct, fast, and easy ride back to 6 convenient locations around the valley. Call an audible and leave the driving to us. Visit rtcsnv.com/gamedayexpress for details. That's rtcsnv.com/gamedayexpress.
Welcome to the new house of Silver and Black, Jack. Boyd Gaming is now a proud partner of your Las Vegas Raiders. And there's one motto, just win, baby. Because with Boyd, every day is game day, and everybody is a fan. Orleans, Suncoast, Fremont, and the Boyd family of casinos, where the Raiders want to be. Don't let the game get out of hand. For assistance, call 800-522-4700.
Winter, spring, summer, football. Finally, it's football season. Time to find your Raiders jersey, set your alarm for game time, and plan your watch party. Whether you love Pizza Hut's original stuffed crust, amazing savory wings, or the extra large Big New Yorker pizza, Pizza Hut is game time ready. So order on the app, click delivery, and just sit back and enjoy the game. Pizza Hut and Raiders football. Just win, baby.
Pizza Hut is a proud partner of the Las Vegas Raiders.
At Bank of Nevada, we believe business banking is like football. It's about doing the little things right. Our local team of financial experts is here to coach you every step of the way to help you tackle your business goals. With our comprehensive range of tailored banking and financing services, we equip you with a winning game plan for your business. Bank of Nevada is proud to support the Las Vegas Raiders and proud to support your business growth and success. Discover the winning strategy by visiting bankofnevada.com. Bank of Nevada is a division of Western Alliance Bank. Member FDIC.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Las Vegas Raiders football.
Tim Kitts back inside the Silver and Black studios as the Raiders postgame show continues. Final preseason game before they kick things off for good on September 10th on the road in Denver against the Broncos. They lose in Dallas tonight 31-16 to the Cowboys. Let's get you to the Modelo highlights. Brought to you by Modelo, a reward for those with a fighting spirit. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Well, Mike McCarthy said before this game, the final preseason game for the Cowboys would belong to Will Grier. Not going to make the 53-man roster in Dallas, but they wanted to showcase him, get him an opportunity to maybe catch on somewhere else. Will Grier got the start and played the entire game at quarterback, and he marched him downfield in the first quarter. 11 plays, 75 yards, 5.5 minutes off the clock, a 2-yard touchdown run, and the Cowboys led 7-0. The Raiders would get on the board at the start of the second quarter. Daniel Carlson, a 44-yard field goal on a 10-play, 26-yard drive to make it a 7-3 Cowboys lead. Will Grier then a touchdown pass midway through the second quarter as the Cowboys were up 14-3. That's when the Raiders' offense started to get going. Aiden O'Connell marching him downfield, a nice 6-play, 75-yard drive, but it was Damian Williams running it in.
Good-looking drive. And a good-looking run for Williams. He's in open space, and he scores. Damian Williams to the house.
Well blocked. Nice job up front in that O-line, and then once Williams got to that second level, it was used his eyes and ran where they are.
Damian Williams with a 24-yard touchdown run, capping off the sports water drive of the game. Hydrate with the superior water beverage for fans with an active and healthy lifestyle. Show your Raider Nation pride and get your Raider sports water today. Available at your favorite retailer. Extra point was good. Raiders are down 14-10. Under a minute to go. Will Grier came downfield again. 9 plays, 75 yards, orchestrating a touchdown pass as the Cowboys led 21-10, but they gave the ball back to Aiden O'Connell and the Raiders with 50 seconds to go. Only took him 6 plays, 31 yards to get into Daniel Carlson field goal range. Some kickers can make this, some kickers can't. Daniel Carlson, he can.
Well, officially it's from 62 yards. Cole gets down the high snap, and he drills it.
That would have been good from 67.
Yeah, there's still some meat left on that bone.
Daniel Carlson, 62-yard field goal. He had some room to spare. As time expired, the Raiders went into the half down one score, 21-13. In the third quarter, Raiders got the ball, opening possession of the second half. 8 plays, 48 yards, 4 minutes off the clock. Not able to punch it into the end zone, though, but again, they settle for a field goal.
For Carlson, who's perfect on the preseason, snap hold is down. Plenty of distance, and it's good. And Carlson makes another field goal with 11:07 to go here. This guy is having one heck of a preseason overall. Fantastic play as the Raiders get points.
50-yard field goal. He still remains perfect. That would be it as far as the scoring for the Raiders. The Cowboys would come back and get a touchdown pass or run from Will Grier from 7 yards out, and then a field goal in the final 8 minutes of the fourth quarter. They go on and win it 31-16. Aiden O'Connell, 17-26, 178 yards passing. He played well. Chase Garbers came in 5 of 6 for 46 yards. Damian Williams, 6 carries, 54 yards, and a touchdown. It'll be interesting to see how many running backs the Raiders carry and who will make the 53-man roster come Tuesday. More of the postgame show when we continue. Cowboys beat the Raiders 31-16. I'm Tim Cates, and you're listening to the Las Vegas Raiders Radio Network.
Hey, Hey, did you see that game last weekend? It was crazy.
Actually, we were there.
Wait, like in person? How'd you swing that?
Allegiant had a super affordable nonstop flight out there. And with how low the airfare was, buying tickets to the game was a no-brainer.
Hold my beer. I'm going to Allegiant.com right now.
Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Experience the game you love at Allegiant Stadium. Visit Allegiant.com/Raiders to book your flight, game tickets, and hotel all in one place.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This summer, Coors Light wants you to retire, even if it's only temporary. Take a break from your 9 to 5 for 9 holes of golf.
Four.
Trade those spreadsheets for a bingo card.
B7.
Oh, bingo!
Or swap your office chair for a water aerobics floaty.
Cool noodles up, everyone!
This summer, welcome to temporary retirement. Coors Light, made to chill. Copyright 2023 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, Raiders fans! Use the Wander credit card from Credit One Bank when you travel to Raiders games this season and change your travel game. Touchdown! Now you can take a trip to a game and score rewards points along the way, whether it's on flights, car rentals, hotel rooms, dining, gas, or the many other eligible purchases you make while traveling to see the Raiders. Using the Wander card is the winning way to travel. For details or to see if you pre-qualify, visit CreditOneBankTravel.com today. Terms apply.
In Las Vegas, it is always on. From showtime to go time, to play that back in slow-mo time. It's 5 square miles and then some of heart racing, pulse pounding, barely catch your breath time. So if you're ready for the spotlight, come ready to play. Because there's only one place. You are never on the sidelines. Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth.
Welcome back to the Raiders post-game show with Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. And Raider Nation, we want to hear from you. Let us know not only what you thought about this game as we're in the post-game show, but now the preseason is a wrap. It's over. Done deal records. Right? What have you thought about the Raiders and what you saw throughout the course of the 3 preseason games? That's really what it's all about, and that's what Dave Ziegler, Champ Kelly, and everyone else is going to have to figure out what they saw, who stood out, who didn't stand out, as they work until that Tuesday 1 p.m. Pacific time deadline to get the roster down to 53 men. So we'd like to hear from you at 855-4JUST-WIN. That's 855, the number 4, just win. Again, 855-458-7894. And Eddie, when you just look at the preseason in general, all 3 games, I think that when you look at it, for the most part, you have to say that the Raiders did a pretty good job.
Yeah, and I think the most important thing, Hugh, is everyone's healthy. You come out of this healthy, I think. You know, we talked about it a bunch. Yeah, I know it's not the sexy answer, but if the Raiders were to lose all 3 of these games and you come out healthy, ready for week 1, that's A-okay with me. But I think when we look at this team from 1 to 90, especially after these first three weeks of the preseason, I should say, it feels like a deeper team than a year ago.
For sure.
It feels like a more talented team than a year ago. It feels like 1 to 90, you feel a lot better than you did 12 months ago at this team. And that's a credit to Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels and their respective staffs for building up this depth. And you and I were talking, it doesn't happen overnight. And now we are starting to see it a little bit more. It's a little more concrete for members of the fan base. So, yeah, I mean, all eyes on week 1 now, but you're coming out of the preseason, you got to feel pretty good.
You do. And, of course, when you got the news this morning about Josh Jacobs,
that was
great. Right, that was Christmas in August, Christmas in late August for Raider Nation, who was getting a little antsy, you know, the closer that you get to the regular season. And I don't blame him, because Josh Jacobs is so important. So I feel like with the addition of Josh, now that you know he's officially back into the mix, the offense is going to be fine, right? The offense, I think, is going to be really good, and probably early in the season, probably be the strength of the team. But we also saw this Raiders defense, not really tonight, but take strides, yeah. right? And move forward.
Yeah, and I think the biggest one is we talk about those big, impactful, game-changing plays. Mm-hmm. We saw a lot of that, right? We didn't see a ton of that in 2022. We wanted to see it. We saw it for bits and spurts, and we saw here and there every couple weeks, but we saw it consistently through mm-hmm. training camp, through joint practices with both the Niners and the Rams, and through the preseason, like you said, not tonight.
Right.
But the fact that it is consistent, that's the word, consistently this mm-hmm. team has been able to force turnovers, has been active around the football, has had those momentum-changing plays, that to me is very, very exciting and very encouraging headed into week one.
You know, and I thought that, really, honestly, I thought that I was going to see the defense kind of fly around a little bit more than we did tonight. I was a little disappointed that I didn't see, especially since it's the last preseason game, and the fact that I felt like there could be a couple guys. We mentioned Raider Tone, who called in earlier, mentioned that he feels like Amik and Duke Shelley were, you know, kind of battling it out. And I feel like Amik made, you know, some really good plays and was in coverage. And Duke Shelley, there was one play, and I don't remember if it was in the third quarter or late in the second quarter. I don't remember. I think it might have been late in the second quarter, right before halftime. It was a little dump off to maybe a tight end for the Cowboys or wide receiver, whatever the case may be. And he had a lot of open grass. And Duke Shelley just kind of split in there and got his hands underneath him and got him to the ground. But it was a real good open field tackle. It's not easy to make. And so plays like that, those extra effort plays are the ones that stand out to me.
Yeah, and I think it's the effort plays, but it's also seeing a lot of guys wearing black jerseys tonight around mm-hmm. the football. And right. I think to your point, yes, was today the most complete version of the Raiders defense that we've right. seen throughout training camp in the preseason? No, absolutely not. I will say, big shout out to Will Grier, though, too, man. I mean, you talk about a yeah. guy who was in the zone
yeah.
and who took full advantage of his opportunities.
Right.
I mean, Will Grier goes, I'm not making this up, Q. He goes 29 of 35, two touchdowns, quarterback rating of 122, right?
I mean, throw his rushing yards in, too, please.
Oh, excuse me. Let me add 53
right.
rushing yards as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was, by a lot of stretches, the Dallas Cowboys offense tonight.
Yep.
He was a dude on a mission. He was a guy who was showing, like, hey, my opportunity's not going to come here, mm-hmm. but I promise you it's going to come somewhere else.
How wild is that, though? Think about that. I mean, the guy starts the game, and I guess kudos to the Cowboys for giving him an effort, you know, give him the opportunity. But he knows he's not going to be there. He's literally going to be released. They go and make a move for Trey Lance, and all he does is ball out. I got Cowboy fans texting me saying, maybe Cooper Rush should be the guy they let go instead of Will Grier, because Will was balling.
I mean, we talk about the preseason is the season of opportunity,
yeah.
right? And a big credit to the Dallas Cowboys, really, for letting this guy go out there and have his opportunity, mm-hmm. right? I mean, to acknowledge, hey, man, you're not going to be part of our plans, but we value what you've brought to this team. We value you and your skill set. Go out there and earn a job somewhere else, brother.
Right.
And I think that, I mean, there's got to be a team that needs an upgrade at the backup or that third string position that's going to look at today and go, hang on, Will Grier went for 300 what yards?
Right.
He rushed for what yards? Like, so, I mean, this is a dude who clearly has a spot, a job in the NFL. And credit to all parties for, you know, letting him go do that and for him taking full advantage of that opportunity.
He did. He really did. And so you got to feel pretty good about his chance when the Cowboys do release him. Somebody's going to pick him up.
You know,
just based off of what he was able to do, if for no other reason to go out there and get another look at him, right? I mean, he put obviously good film on when he was in college. He did some really good things in college, and now to be able to do what he did, tonight against the Raiders, he definitely was the star of the show, right? It was the Will Grier show, and everybody else was just kind of they had their own role. they had their own role, but the Raiders they did their thing as well. Again, Aiden O'Connell looked really good. Damian Williams, I thought he looked good at the running back position.
Christian Wilkerson
for sure looked really good, and Michael Mayer in a limited time looked good. Tyree Wilson in a limited capacity looked like a guy who hadn't played in a long time. Really hadn't played football in a while, but you saw what the Raiders saw in him. You saw the raw talent, the ability. You saw the strength, obviously the size. And all that's going to do as he gets out there is just going to get better and better and better.
It'll be a really fun exercise, Q, to go back and maybe watch Tyree's tape from today in like mid-October, early November,
mm-hmm.
right, to kind of see how far he's come. Because, I mean, we've talked about this is a dude who is still very much coming back, a guy who has been on the sidelines for a hot minute, who hasn't played meaningful football in a while. And so I think that when he is now, it feels like kind of fast-tracked and thrown in the deep end of, hey, brother, you're in the NFL. Let's go get it. We got week one in just under 2 weeks. I think every series for him is going to be a learning experience.
Yep.
I think every game is going to build on top of each other. So I think, like I said, come week six, week seven, I'm going to be really intrigued to compare that version of Tyree to the version we saw tonight.
Speed to power. That is the trait that he has. Speed to power. And that's going to be on full display. And all you want to do is continue to see it develop. As you just mentioned, he's Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Low fares, nonstop flights. Book now only at Allegiant.com. Again, we'd love to hear from you at 855-458-7894. That's 455-4JUST-WIN. You're listening to the Las Vegas Raiders Radio Network.
Hey, did you see that game last weekend? It was crazy.
Actually, we were there.
Wait, like in person? How'd you swing that?
Allegiant had a super affordable nonstop flight out there. And with how low the airfare was, buying tickets to the game was a no-brainer.
Hold my beer. I'm going to Allegiant.com right now.
Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Experience the game you love at Allegiant Stadium. Visit Allegiant.com/Raiders to book your flight, game tickets, and hotel all in one place.
Hey Raiders fans, it's Jason Horowitz again, and although this game is in the books, there's a lot more excitement coming soon with Aristocrat Gaming's Raiders-themed slot machines. Get ready to be a football fan with 32 ways to pick your team. Visit aristocratgaming.com to learn more. Aristocrat, a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER for 21 and over.
Hey honey, can we talk?
Of course, what's up?
Well, I just thought you should know. I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing too.
New Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream. The new flavor you deserve.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Let's go, Raider Nation, and make some noise for the all-electric Ford F-150 Lightning truck. And just like our Raiders, the All-Star Lightning is a real force of nature designed to outperform and outlast under pressure. With available features like enhanced Pro Power onboard and 11 plugs from cabin to bed, you can proudly power your tailgate and catch the next play anywhere. And never stop at the pump again with quick and easy charging at home or on the road. Get behind the wheel of a Ford F-150 Lightning today, only at your Southern Nevada Ford dealers. Southern Nevada Ford dealers, proud partners of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Welcome back to the Raiders postgame show with Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers, and Eddie, as we're putting a bow on the preseason, it's so good to say that.
Oh, it is.
It's so good
feels
to say
good,
that.
Feels good, man. Feels good.
You know, the thing about it is, I remember doing the pregame show and the postgame show in the first week. We were at Allegiant Stadium. The Raiders won't be in Allegiant Stadium until the third week of the season. So it goes from the very first week of the preseason not till the third week of the regular season before they get back in the home building. I mean, it just seems strange to be gone that long.
A scheduling oddity, for sure. Right. I mean, I think it's 5 total weeks that we're outside of that building.
Right.
Five weeks on the road, essentially. Yeah, man, it's just one of those deals, right? The NFL schedule makers do what the NFL schedule makers do. And I think the benefit of that is you look towards the end of the season, and hopefully the Raiders are playing meaningful football.
Yep.
A lot of those games are going to be in front of Raider Nation back at that beautiful stadium right on the strip.
Well, you know, what I really like about the schedule, even though it's, I think, a pretty difficult schedule just in general, look up and down, you know, week 1 to week 18, I think it's a pretty difficult schedule. I love the fact that, you know, the Denver Broncos are early in the season. The Buffalo Bills are early in the season, right? Those are a couple that...
Not a lot of cold weather games on.
Right, exactly. That's the point I'm trying to get to, right? So not too many cold weather games. And I think that with that first 4 weeks, you have on the road to Denver, on the road to Buffalo, you come home, have a primetime game against Pittsburgh that looks like they're going to be a better team this year, right? I expect Kenny Pickett to be a better quarterback than he was a year ago, his rookie year. And then you're on the road again in L.A. taking on the Chargers, even though, you know, you feel like that's kind of like a home game anyway. But 3 out of the first 4 games on the road, I think you'll start to learn a lot about this team through those first 4 weeks.
Yeah, 100%, man. I mean, that's the beauty of the NFL is, right? There is no time to get warmed up, right? This isn't baseball. This isn't basketball where we have 10 games. We're going to kind of work the kinks out, and by the time we hit the midway point, we're going to be rocking. No. The Raiders and the rest of the teams in the NFL, they got to be ready to go week 1. And I think you bring up a great point that you go to Denver early, right?
Yeah.
You're not worried about a weather game there. You know, yes, you're going to Buffalo the next week. You're not worried about weather there either.
No.
But so you're really going to have a chance to really kind of limit limit the variables going to two really hard places to play ball. So,
right.
I mean, yes, it is a great challenge for the Raiders. But, man, to your point, we're going to have at the quarter point, well, I guess four games in
yeah,
a quarter.
Yeah, it used to be the first quarter point, right?
I'm calling it the quarter point.
It is.
At the quarter point, yeah. We're going to, I think, have maybe not a full idea of who the Raiders are in 2023, but we're going to have a pretty good idea.
Right, we will. And, you know, the other thing about it is we'll have a pretty good idea of what this team is going to look like after Tuesday, 1 o'clock comes, right?
Yes.
When you get the 53-man roster, and the thing about it is that's going to be the initial 53-man roster, because remember, there's going to be releases across the league. So there may be someone that Dave Ziegler scouted a long time ago, Josh McDaniels saw a long time ago, and they were on some other team that gets released. So it's crazy. You know, you get excited about making the 53-man roster, but then realize – Better hold my celebration for a couple days just in case.
And I tell people this every single year, Q. Friendly reminder to everyone that the roster is a living, breathing,
yes,
fluid, malleable thing, right?
Yep.
So the 53 that you guys see on 1 p.m. Pacific time on Raiders.com, by the way,
there you go,
is going to be different than the one that we see the next day and the day after that. That's not a bad thing. That's not a good thing. That's just reality in the NFL. And you look at the teams that really are worth their goodness towards the end of the year. I mean, you have to be good at roster management. You have to your point, be keeping an eye on the I saw it's an absurd number of people that are going to get cut on
yeah.
Tuesday. It's
oh,
like
yeah.
1,500 now because
something
of
like
the,
that, yep.
the big mass cut now. Mm-hmm. So this is where Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels and their scouting department really comes in,
yep.
because there's going to be dudes on the street that, to your point, they really like 2 years ago, 3 years mm-hmm. ago, 6 weeks ago. Hey, now we have a chance to go get them. That's great. But now how do they figure into our 53
right.
and how do we have to kind of change and maneuver what we got going on here?
Exactly. And so, you know, you're going through, you know, and everyone does it. You know, I'm guilty of it as well, and I know everyone else is. Try to go through and you go through the roster and say, okay, he's going to make it, he's going to make it, or go room to room. All right, here's the cornerbacks. Here's the wide receivers. Here's the running backs. How many quarterbacks do they hold on to, right? With the 3-quarterback emergency rule, that changes the game a little bit as well. There's so many different variables that go into roster construction. I've said it a million times. I'll say it a million more. So glad that's not my job.
I tell you what, I can imagine DZ is getting a lot of sleep over the next couple of days, man.
No, no. I mean,
I can't imagine he is.
And the thing about him, and you know, him and Champ Kelly met with us the other day, you know, downstairs in the media center, which was awesome. It's always great to hear from those guys. But he seems so calm. It's almost like you expect him to make the right decision.
Yeah, I mean.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't. It's just he seems so calm and cool and collective. You're like, yeah. It ain't no big deal. He's got this.
You know, Dave's one of those guys that, you know, you never want to be in this position, but hey, there's an emergency on the plane. Who's going to land the plane?
Right.
Dave's the guy.
Yeah.
Dave's going to land the plane.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, he
right.
might not know how to do it, and you
right.
might have to get someone on speakerphone to walk him through it,
right.
but like in terms of demeanor, in terms of temperament, mm-hmm. he's the guy that you want landing that plane.
He would volunteer. Hey, anyone know how to fly a plane? Well, sure, I'll take a crack
yeah,
at
I'll
it.
Yeah, I'll see what we can do.
Right. Well, you know, we're not going to have any anxiety over it. No, we all do.
Not me.
Right, right, exactly. No, he does. He just, again, whenever you hear from him and getting to hear from him last week, I believe it was Thursday, it just kind of reassures you that there's a plan in place.
And on a serious note, you know, that confidence comes from preparation,
mm-hmm.
right? That confidence
yeah.
comes from having a plan and having a backup plan, then having 4 backup plans for that backup plan, right? There is really nothing that I imagine that Dave is going to see over the next 48, 72 hours that's going to surprise him. And so we talk about that cool, quiet confidence. Yeah, he has that innately, but it's because he's put the work in, not only for today and yesterday, for the past 6 months.
Right. No, he really has. And so, I mean, there's a lot of tough decisions. I mean, again, I can go through every room. I think the offensive line has a lot of competition at the offensive line, right? Last week we saw Thayer Munford and Jermaine Illuminor both out there at the same time because they didn't have Colton Miller out there. You know Colton's going to be at the left tackle spot. Who's going to be the swing tackle? Who's going to be the right tackle? You know, who's going to be the right guard? Dylan Parham obviously is going to be the left guard. You feel comfortable with that. Andre James at the center spot. But, you know, then the depth behind. I mean, that's the thing. And I think for the Raiders for some years, they've had top-end talent, right? They've had the first-string talent, but they haven't had the quality talent that they need to survive an 18-week season.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there have been a handful of years in seasons past, Q, where you feel really good 1 to 22. 23 to 53, you're like, oh, man, I don't know. And to your point, I think that you do feel a lot better from 1 to 53 this year, and I think
right.
that's a mark of a good football team.
It really is. It really is. And so, again, they have their work cut out for them. I'm just going to sit back and watch like a fly on the wall, right? I'm going to do my best, shut the hell up, and let them do what they do type role, and then check everything out. When it's all said and done, and like you said, the one that comes out on Tuesday, the 53-man roster that comes out on Tuesday, will be changed on Wednesday and probably Thursday and Friday, right? And it's going to be fluid for quite a while, right? And even throughout the course of the season, you see tweaks and moves here and there made with the roster. So it's something to pay attention to, but it's official like a referee's whistle, that the preseason is now done. It is on to Denver September 10th. He's Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. We're going to come back and put a bow on not only the preseason, but the postgame show. You're listening to Raiders Football.
Raiders Football is brought to you by Clean and Green, by RTC, by Emride, by Pizza Hut.
Wilson, Crosby right in his face!
By Boyd, by Frito-Lay, and by Bank of Nevada.
Fires a strike to Devontae at the 25, breaks away 20, 15, 10, 5, dives, touchdown Raiders!
At Bank of Nevada, we believe business banking is like football. It's about doing the little things right. Our local team of financial experts is here to coach you every step of the way to help you tackle your business goals. With our comprehensive range of tailored banking and financing services, we equip you with a winning game plan for your business. Bank of Nevada is proud to support the Las Vegas Raiders and proud to support your business growth and success. Discover the winning strategy by visiting bankofnevada.com. Bank of Nevada is a division of Western Alliance Bank. Member FDIC.
Since 2001, Clean and Green Landscape has been transforming Las Vegas one yard at a time. As a woman-owned, minority-owned, and Nevada ESB-certified business, they take pride in their full suite of design, construction, and maintenance services. Experience the clean and green difference today. Visit cglv.com or call them at 702-480-1403. Clean and Green Landscape, luxury landscaping, sustainable solutions. Call 702-480-1403.
Want to avoid traffic after the game? If you're heading home from the Raiders home games, let the RTC Game Day Express be your special team standout and beat the traffic. For just $4 round trip, get a direct, fast, and easy ride back to six convenient locations around the valley. Call an audible and leave the driving to us. Visit rtcsnv.com/gamedayexpress for details. That's rtcsnv.com/gamedayexpress.
Here we go. We're here back on the Raiders postgame show with Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. We're putting a bow on the show, and we're putting a bow on the preseason. And it's crazy, Eddie. I remember being at Allegiant Stadium for the final game of the 2022 season. I remember going through the free agency process and monitoring everything and talking about it on the radio. And I remember being in Kansas City for the draft and talking to Tyree Wilson. And, you know, then there was some OTAs and mandatory minicamp. And then there was a lull, and I went on vacation. And now all of a sudden, we're on the eve. We're basically knocking on the door of the 2023 regular season.
Yeah, man, I encourage all our Raiders fans out there to enjoy next weekend.
Right.
Go for a nice walk.
Right.
You know, spend some time with your loved ones.
Do your honey-dos now.
Take the wife to a nice dinner because, right, man, after that, we are locking in. It's the best time of the year. I was thinking, though, when you were going through the list of things that we've accomplished, I was like, oh, when we were at Allegiant the last time, it feels like 3 weeks ago.
Right.
And not for the preseason game.
Right.
It feels like we wrapped up the 2022 regular season, you know, like that. So the NFL has this uncanny ability, Q, to just keep us on our toes and keep our calendars filled. I wouldn't have it any other way, but now this is really these next 18, 19, 20, hopefully longer weeks.
Right.
This is what it's about, man.
Exactly. I mean, look, you're guaranteed 18 weeks and 17 games, and you got to earn everything else.
Yep.
That's all you can ask for. That's all you can ask for is, hey, I know this 17 games. I got to go out and earn everything, and I love the new – I say it's new, but I love the attitude that I'm seeing from the team. Obviously, Max Crosby is now the face of the organization. He's the homegrown talent. Obviously, he's one of the best edge rushers in the league. He's continued to develop and get better. He's a character. I mean, he's one of those that the fan base gravitates to, but also the players around him, right? And so being at training camp and you've seen all the practices and, you know, Max is talking about, I want to be mic'd up every single practice. It'd be great, just because he's bringing that attitude that I really feel like that this not only defense needed, but really the team needed. Just one of those, I'm better than you, and we're going to go out and show you.
Yeah, I mean, he's really setting the standard for what it's going to look like, right, every single day. And I've told this story a million times, and I'll tell it a million times more because it really embodies who he is as a dude. The day that he signed that big extension, the one that made him a very, very generationally wealthy man.
Right.
I was here super early. I think we were doing a radio deal. So I was here at like 6:30, right?
Right.
I pull into the facility. Guess who's the car behind me? It's Max Crosby.
Right.
In the middle, it was what? I think it was the middle of March.
Yeah.
There's no one in the building. It's 6:30 in the morning on a random Wednesday. And this dude was pulling in behind me at 6:30 in the morning to go put work in, knowing that 6 hours later, he was signing a contract extension that was going to change his life, change his family's life. Doesn't matter. Still work to do. And that's just who he is. That's what he's about. And he does it every single day.
Well, you know, the funny thing is with the Pro Bowl have been being here, right? Everybody that we have on from like NFL Network on the radio station will have people from NFL Network or ESPN or whatnot. They'll be on and they'll say, man, when they had the Pro Bowl practices there, the one thing I noticed is in the weight room, we'd always see Max Crosby. You know, no matter what, they're out there having a good time, right? The Pro Bowlers are in town. They're all having a good time checking out Vegas, doing this, that, and the other. Max is in there grinding.
Hey, just lives grinding. Here, man.
Right.
Lives here.
Shrine Bowl practices were going on. Max Crosby grinded. I mean, he is showing what it takes. And I would say he has that infectious, you know, personality to the point where if it's good enough for Max and I'm not as good as him, it better be good enough for me. I better be able to, you know what? I could probably get a couple more, burners in, or I could probably lift a little bit more, because if Max could do it, why can't I do it?
I think this is the big difference this year, Q, is a year ago, right? And I mean this in the best possible way, where Max brought the defense along. To your point, oh, I'm going to run extra because Max is doing it.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to have one more set of me today because Max has an extra set in today. Oh, I'm going to show up to work an hour early because that's what Max does. But now that's expanded from not just the defense. Mm-hmm. That's what the entire team does.
Right.
To your point, Max sets the tone. He is the spiritual leader of this team. He is the emotional leader. He is the heartbeat of this team. And if your main dog is out there putting that effort in and the other 89 guys on the roster are doing that, now you're starting to build something pretty special.
You really are. And I think, again, to give Dave Ziegler a lot of credit, if you look at the roster and the way it's made up, even right now, knowing it's going to change on Tuesday, but even if you look at it right now, there is those kind of guys that have that swagger and that attitude and that standard raising ability in every position.
We've heard about it from Marcus Peters,
right?
In short spurts, in his limited time here.
Yeah.
Davante Adams is the biggest example of that. Jimmy G, a guy who doesn't talk a lot, but his actions speak incredibly loud.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I know that they're my guys, but the specialists too.
Yeah.
Our three specialists, the trio of specialists, some of the best in the
league. Oh, by the way, they're in midseason form.
Yes.
Just in case you wondered, Daniel Carlson, fine.
He's
AJ
good.
AJ Cole, fine.
Good.
They're good. This unit is good, right? So, yeah, they're in midseason form. But, look, Josh Jacobs, he's back. He's that alpha in the running back room. You talked about Devontae already. You know, he's that alpha. Colton Miller, I don't think he gets talked about enough for the
Agreed.
Offensive line. He's that alpha as well. He was a guy that when he was drafted, a lot of people, including me, were like, no, you missed on Derwin James. Oh, you missed on this guy. No, you missed. Wait, hold on. Okay, maybe he'll end up being good. He ended up being great.
You know what? You know what Colton has done is quietly become one of the best left tackles in the NFL. And I put emphasis on quietly because the big man doesn't talk all that much.
At all.
Doesn't have to.
Right.
But he is year after year after year shown that he is one of the best at what he does in the entire NFL. I think even going back to staying on the offense, Hunter Renfro is a dude like that too, right? There are just a lot of dogs on this team.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of guys that do it the right way. There are a lot of guys that put in the work, that are approach every single day with the right attitude, the right mentality, the right understanding of what it takes to be great in this league. And now we're getting, there's not one of them. There's not two of them.
Right.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, they are. And they're going out there with a purpose, you know? So we talked about the offensive side of things. On the defensive side, we obviously talked about Max. We mentioned Marcus Peters. Robert Spillane is a guy that intrigues the mess out of me. He intrigues me so much because when you talk to him, and you've talked to him as well, he just lives, breathes, and dies football.
He feels like a Raider, doesn't he?
I mean, he really does, right? And, I mean, look, he comes over from the Pittsburgh Steelers, so they have a rich tradition as well. But, man, you could just tell that if you're going to have a conversation with Robert Spillane,
it better be about football.
It better start with ball, and it better end with ball, right? I mean, it's just simple as that. He's not talking about anything else. I love when he had the breakdown in the media session. He was talking about getting turnovers and creating turnovers and why it's so important. He said, the game is called football, right? The most important thing is to possess the football, offensively or defensively. So it's our job to get that ball and give it back to the offense. I love that. It was like, explain football to me if I'm two. And he did it.
He's got that real, that kind of like old soul football style to him too, man. Like a dude who would go out and ball out in the 70s, the 80s, put him in a neck roll, man.
Right,
like, that's just kind of the vibe I get from Robert Spillane. And I think the fan base is going to, I know they already like him a lot, but I think that's a relationship that's only going to grow and mature as we go through the season. Because this is a dude, when you go out there and see him do his thing, how can you not love and appreciate it?
I'm trying to tell you, he's a guy that I think Raider Nation is going to get excited about. Marcus Epps on the back end, I think, is going to provide a lot as well to help out Trayvon Merrick kind of continue to develop in his NFL career. So there's a lot to like about this team. Again, glad that we don't have to be the ones to make the decision. Glad me and Eddie aren't sitting here going through name after name after name. All right, made it, doesn't. Made it, doesn't. We look up and be like, man, I can't even count that high.
I'm at 65. I got 65 guys on this roster, Q.
You think anybody will notice?
No. Just put it through. Put it through the waiver wire. See what happens.
They won't notice. I got 63 guys, but we'll figure it out. I'm glad we don't have to figure that out. Dave Ziegler, Champ Kelly and company will have to figure that out themselves. And Tuesday, 1 p.m., that is what you're looking for to find out who makes the Raiders' 53-man roster. That's it for Raiders Post Game Live. Tonight's coverage of Las Vegas Raiders has been presented by Allegiant Air, Coca-Cola, Cox Business, Modelo, Credit One Bank, Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel, Coors Light, Karma Automotive, Kahlua Rum Company, Visit Vegas, Shift 4 Payments, and Buy Sports Water. The final score of the Cowboys 31, the Raiders 16. Once again, we'd like to thank our crew for tonight. Studio host Tim Cates, on-site producer, birthday boy Ray Fletcher, but Fanny's in here for him as well, so shout out to Ray on his birthday. Producer Dave Sniff, senior producer Chris Kleber, engineer Sam Sniff, stats Miles Hayes, spotter Mike Taylor, and the executive producer and general manager of Compass Media Networks is Michelle Salvatore. Now, for JT the Brick, Lincoln Kennedy, Eric Allen, Eddie Pascal, I'm Q Myers. You've been listening to the Las Vegas Raiders football on Compass Media Networks.
The game is over, but we're just getting started. You're listening to The Fifth Quarter, presented by Twitch on the Raiders Podcast Network.
The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.